Perek Dalet. Another very depressing message L'chaira Shlomo Melech gives us here. I'm definitely not going to share this pasuk with Rabbi Friedland, who just had a boy. The pasuk says, "V'shabeach ani ve'eres kol ha'ashukim asher nasim tachas ha'shemesh v'hine dimas ha'ashukim v'hine menachem." Difficult pasuk. Simply, he's talking about Oishik. If you learned Bava Kame, you remember Oishik. By Nila, we say, "Laman nechdal me Oishik yedenu." Oishik means thievery, stealing. Stealing is Oishik. So Shlomo HaMelech says, "I've seen all the Ashukim, all the Gzeilus that take place in the world, and the Dimas Ashukim. I see the tears of the people that got robbed. There's no way to console them." It's very unclear. What does he even mean with that? There's no way to console them. First of all, give the money back. What's the problem? Go to anybody who was thieved. They'll tell you, "Give me the money back. I'll be happy." Shlomo HaMelech says, "Ve'ein lo menachem." There's no menachem. That's Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Beis, V'shabeach ani, this is the depressing Pasuk that I said I'm not going to tell Rabbi Friedland today. Shabeach ani es ha-meisim. We'll just touch the words first. Shabeach ani es ha-meisim. I praise the dead people, shekvar meisim. Like they're lucky. They're dead already. First of all, what does he have to say redundantly? Shabeach ani es ha-meisim, shekvar meisim. If you're dead, you died. You died already. Shabeach ani es ha-meisim, shekvar meisim. I praise the people that are dead, that died already. Okay? Min ha-chayim, from the people, you should say from the chayim. No. Min ha-chayim asher heim chayim adena. From the living people that are still alive. What does that mean? Of course. And then he says, that already sounds depressing. It's better to be dead than to be alive. Well, there may be a glimmer of hope. Maybe Pshat Shlomo HaMelech is. We know that by Adam HaRishon, it doesn't say Ki Toiv when Hashem created Adam HaRishon. Why doesn't it say Ki Toiv? Because a human being is not created perfected. See, an animal is created perfected. Yeah, it's got to grow, it's got to get bigger. But the animal doesn't have to be misakin its midas. Right? Like the Gemara says. A monkey is a monkey. A monkey doesn't have to have a good zman. A monkey doesn't have to clap al chait. A monkey is a monkey. It's what it is, what it is. A person is not created complete. A person has to work on himself. A person has to develop. They have to. So that's why by Adam HaRishon, it doesn't say Ki Toiv, because it wasn't Ki Toiv. Ki Toiv means it's completed. Wasn't Ki Toiv. The person has to grow. So Efshe, maybe, when Shlomo HaMelech said, "I praise the people that are dead already from the people that are still alive," he means, because if you're dead, you finished your mission. You did it right. As long as you're alive, you don't know. You only know that you finished the shlichus when you die. Okay. I said this over by my Rachmanu Litzlan, my niece's Levaya. So I said over this idea. She was never a young girl. She was passed away last year. She was a young girl, maybe 17 years old. So when they asked me to speak by the Levi, it's hard to speak by such a Levi. What do you say? So I said that when a person finishes their mission, and I explained how she did, and you do it right, that doesn't diminish the fact that you left early. I said, the most chash of the kriyas haTorah we have the whole year is Yom Kippur Mincha. It's not the longest. It's very short. It's not a long aliyah. It's not a long kriya. But it's the choshes there. The Sforim HaKadoshim say that is the most choshes kriya sator of the whole year. So I said, this world is a prisoner. How long it takes to get to the end is not the point. If you manage to get to the end and do everything, unbelievable, quickly. So Mamela, maybe that's what Shlomo HaMelech means. A glimmer of positivity, yeah? Read the next pasuk. V'toiv mishneem. So far he spoke about the people that are dead, who died already. He spoke about the people that are still alive. He said he praises the people that are dead already more than the people that are alive. V'toiv mishneem. And better than both, asher adem lo hayo. Somebody who never came here at all. Yeah? Somebody who never was here, he's noch besser. Says Shlomo HaMelech, the Lo Yirah Ma'isar Hashem Aslech Vashem. He never had to experience the bad experiences of this world. This is not very geschmack. This is not something you want to read with somebody that's contemplating suicide. Because it sounds like it's a tevek mashmal. I mean, it's an Isra. You can't do it. It's also, but it's not for the Isra. So dead people are better than people that are alive, and people that were never born and never came and never, they're the best. So what's the tzachta? The Alshach HaKadosh, in his Pirush on Megillas Kehelas, he brings a Gemara, very difficult Gemara to explain it. The problem is that the Gemara is equally difficult. The Gemara is also very difficult. He brings the Gemara in Erevin, the famous Gemara, Machlokes Beshamei and Beisol, whether it's better for a person to have been created or not been created. Noich lodom sheniva. Yeah, not. One man says, noich lodom sheniva mishaloi niva. The other one says, not noich mishaloi niva. Beisil say it's better to be here. Beishamai say it's better if you never came. At the end is, Beisil will agree to Beishamai. Chosu Beisil will hear his kediva Beishamai. At the end is, Beisil will agree to Beishamai. That's the end. Says the Alshach HaKadosh, that's what Shlomo HaMelech is referring to. Better not to be it. So, I mean, somebody comes to you, they tell you, my Robertson had a baby. So you say, Baruch Tainemes. It's better not to be it. Better not to be it. How about that's not the case? So what's a pshat? What is the pshat? There's many, many different mahalchim. How to learn. We say in Yom Kippur, we spring down. We allude to that sugya. And he could die. Achshav shenitzarti, gilui nitzarti. So what's going on here? So I'll tell you that there's another pasuk in Tehillim. I'll read you the pasuk. It's very appropriate to now, to Elul, to a couple days before Slichas. Pasuk says in Tehillim, this is Kapitel Lamed Beis, Perek Lamed Beis in Tehillim. Ashrei nisui pesha ksui chato, ashrei adam l'yachshav Hashem l'yovin. Shlomo HaMelech seems to start off by saying somebody who covers up his chet, who takes care of his chet, and then he says, ashrei adam l'yachshav l'yashem ovin. So the Maril Diskin asks, what's he talking about? Is he talking about somebody who never had a chet? But he says no. He says ksui pesha, ksui chata. That's somebody who had an aver. And then he says lo yachshev Hashem loy oven vein biyode rumia. What does he mean with that? So the Maril Diskin said a gewaldig idea that relates very much to the Yom Neroi. The Maril Diskin said that there's two ways to do tshuva. You could do tshuva right after you do the chet. Right after you do the chet. As soon as you do the chet, you do tshuva. As soon as you realize you did something wrong, you do tshuva. Then you have different kind of people. You have people that they realize they did something wrong. So you know what? I think I need to do tshuva. I will do tshuva. So I might. It's on my plan. I will, mitzvah Hashem, do tshuva. Right? It's another type. Zokt, the Maril Diskin. He says, there's a tremendous difference between these two. Of course we know the simple differences. Of course. The Mishnah Perkei Avos. Shemolayti Pana. You have great plans, you plan the teshuva, you plan. Never going to happen. It's like a diet. You have some people that go on a diet. You have some people that plan to go on a diet. The planners that plan to go on a diet, they spend their life planning to go on diets. It's gewaldic. They have plans. Plans. Sai and Gashmis, it's that way. You have some people that have a lot of plans. They don't do anything because they're so busy planning. Rabo is machshovis believish. The more plans you have, the less you do. This plan, that plan, a better plan, I want to do. Why would I do that? I could do something even better. Right? Some people, they don't go on a diet until they find the perfect diet plan for themselves, right? Let's just start with eating less. You don't need to be a big gun. You don't have to be a big gun. Instead of taking in 5,000 calories a day, take in 2,500 calories a day. I guarantee you'll stop gaining weight. No, it's not the perfect. I have to find out how. So I'm going to go to a special kind of nutritionist who knows what I'm supposed to eat. Well, stop eating. There it says, yeah, they plan. I'm planning. I know people in business that way. Yeah, I want to go into a business, this kind of business, that kind of business. Do something. Plans. And in Ruchni, it's a zikr like that. People have so many plans. They're going to do this and they're going to do that. The people that steigen learning are the people that do, not people that plan. Planners don't. The Gaon wasn't a big planner. The Gaon did. That's how they grow. They do. You know how many people have plans to be Dr. Rothman? One day I'm going to retire. I'm going to go to yeshiva. I'm going to learn. I'm going to take a. You know how many planners we could fill up? 20 buildings like this with those kind of planners. But you have one, Dr. Rosenbaum, because he picked himself up and he did it. You didn't know you're gonna get covered today, huh? It's okay. It's only mixas. Yeah? Planning is. So, Zokter, Zokter Magil Diskin. Somebody plans to do tshuva. Planning is not the answer. You gotta do tshuva. If you plan it, it's not gonna happen. That's one. But then he says a different nekuda. Very important nekuda. He says that when you don't do tshuva right away, you end up deeper into the chet. It's not just a question, you procrastinated. You end up deeper in the chet. Says the Maril, it reaches a point you don't even know what the chet is anymore. All of Rishon and Nasus, like, you don't even know what you're doing wrong anymore. You see, some people come to shul and they talk. They talk quietly. You can see it even in the yeshiva mall. The guy who's talking quietly, discreetly, it means he realizes there's something wrong with it. He realizes. He's trying to do it under the table. Right? Then you have people, Peshat Nafshon. I once walked into shul, I had a balabas, a mature guy, 50 years old. The whole shul is facing this way. He's sitting like this, schmoozing with the guy at the table behind him. There's a guy with grandchildren already. He's an old man like me. He's sitting with his back. This is during davening, not ben aprok and ben gavle le gavle. Which one guy in shul came up with a chap. He heard that he only talks to one person during laning. Because he heard you a lot of talk, Ben Gavra, Le Gavra. He thought it means from one person to another person. Yeah? This guy is sitting like this, and I walk right by him. So you think he's getting something? Kachabas Rabbi! Why did he get on again? I had such rachmanus on him. The person I was walking with says, what a chutzpah, the Rav passed by. I said, the Rav. The Rabbi Shoyalam. He's sitting in a shul, his back is to the shul, while they're davening, talking loud. You think he started that way? You think when he came out of his mother's womb, he was sitting with his back to the shul talking? I guarantee he wasn't. The pshat is he started out also, like this. And if he would have done tshuva, when he was in Yeshiva Bachel, he could have been a bentara today. But no, yeah, I have to stop talking one day. Slowly your talking became now. You see, I'm a Lashon Hara. Some people talk Lashon Hara, they're at least quiet about it. They'll go in a corner. Some people talk Lashon Hara up to 25 people. No problem. I was once by a dinner, the chairman is talking Lashon Hara on the microphone. Like, hello? You're on a microphone. In front of 1,000 people, you're talking Lashon Hara. Shoot it out. If a guy has a time to eat a cheeseburger, imagine a guy coming to a yeshiva dinner. He's a chairman. And then gavel to gavel, he's eating his cheeseburger. Meshugana, right? Why is Lashon Hara any different? So he said, the Raisa. But Fahes, you're on the microphone. So I went over to him afterwards, and I told him. So the pshat is, the guy, Zokhtamar Diskin, when you don't do tshuva right away, you don't even recognize your chet anymore. He says, you're going to try to do tshuva, you're not even going to know what you have to do tshuva for. You're not going to even realize what you have to do tshuva. You're not going to know. You won't know how to fix it. That's what he says. And then he says another nekuda, third nekuda. His third nekuda is that the longer you stay in the chet, when a person does a chet, he becomes a bor. He becomes like a bor b'shus harabim. Because when you do an aveira, other people also chatzach to you. Yeah? If a guy's battling in Beis Medrash, another guy battles in Beis Medrash. The other guy battles, the third guy battles, the fourth guy battles. There's the first guy that walked in and started battling. But then it becomes a winkle, it becomes a corner where you battle. So he becomes a boil. Zoktamaril Diskin, by a bar, every minute that you leave it open, you chaya for boil with Shazarabim. He says, an Avera, if you leave yourself in a matzav of an Avera, you're a bar. And people are falling into your pit. People are falling into your hole. So the longer you keep it, the more pagam that you have. So as I zok the magal disk. Zok Shlomo HaMelech. I saw the Ashukim. I saw the people that are Ashukim. And Tachas HaShemesh. The Ganovim are not quickly repairing the damage that they're doing. Once they don't quickly repair the damage, Ein lo menache. Says it be shulei, you're not going to even be able to fix it. You're not going to be able to fix it. Do you know the famous maisa with the Ben Ish Chai? A guy came over to him. I always say this when we get to Parshas Metzora. A guy came over to Ben Ish Chai. He said, I want to do tshuva. He said, what avera? He said, I speak Lashon Hara. Who do you speak about? I don't know. I speak Lashon Hara. I'm a big Baal Lashon Hara. I speak Lashon Hara. So Ben Ish Chai told him, take a pillow. You know, the old pillows used to be full of feathers. Take a pillow. And I want you to run down every street in Baghdad and just throw out the feathers like this. Okay, strange type of tshuva, no? That's what he told him to do. Run down every block in Baghdad. After half a day of doing it, the whole city is covered with feathers. He comes back to the Ben Ish Chai. He says, okay, now what's my kapod? Is that it? He says, no, now you have another job to do. Collect all the feathers. He said, that's impossible. That's impossible. He said, that's how you have to misogyny Lashon. You have to now spend the rest of your life fixing all the people that you spoke about, fixing the hezek of all the people you spoke about. I gave a whole shmuz, that's the reason why there's a tzipor chaya. Why is there one bird, when a mitzvah comes to become Torah, one bird you bring to the Beis HaMikdash, and one bird you send out, right? Why do you send that bird out? It's the only time you bring a korban, you bring two birds, one is in the Beis HaMikdash, the other one you send out. Why? To show the Metzorah that his kapara is not completed till he goes out, al pnei ha'sada. He fixes all the Lashon Haras that he spoke about, all the people he spoke about. Zok Maril Diskin, if you stay in a matzav of a chet, now you have to fix all the liabilities, all the people. If you remain in that situation of chet, then ein lo menache. You're not going to be able to fix it. You're not going to be able to fix it from the residual of the chet, from all the other things. That's why it's most important. You did a chet, immediately gets fixed. Immediately. And I want you to know, Benam Machaveir, the same way. Same way. Do you know how many marriages fall apart? because of this, because they don't take this musa. That means if a person gets into a fight with another person, if you fix it right away, the people that have huge World War II fights are the people that when they have a little fight, they don't immediately fix it. If you fix it immediately, it's fixed. You don't fix it immediately, tomorrow it's bigger. And the next day it's not bigger. You know how long you guys know yourselves. I'm sure you've had mices with friends with this. You get into a fight. The more you push off apologizing and working things out, the harder it becomes. The bigger it becomes. You don't even remember anymore. Yerushalayim. There was a family in Yerushalayim that for doiris, they didn't marry into each other. They had like a chirim not to marry into, these two families won't marry into each other. And they were living in the same general area. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld called in, he took off the chirim from the families. Right? They didn't know what it was. So they just didn't marry. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld called in the families. He said, I'm taking off the chirim. And then he revealed to them how the chirim started. You know how the chirim started? There were two families. They both had seats in the shul. Seats in the shul. They were actually very close. They both had seats in the same area of the shul. And what happened was, one of the families, lost a child. Child passed away. So the other family took over the seat that family had. That was the whole discrimination. It was a whole entire whether they were allowed to take the seat or not. Well, this family wanted to reserve the seat for their son-in-law, whatever, the Mitzvah Shem, the family will grow. They wanted to hold it. They felt that the seat belongs to them. See, that was the whole thing. Right? During the Dintura, there was a mention, you know, I may need a seat. One of my children will get married. We'll need a seat for the in-law child that's going to come into the Mishpacha. The other one said, I'm not worried about your kid getting married. Who says your kid is going to get married? I just took a call. He didn't mean to give a call. He just meant, right now the seat's available. Who says your kid's going to get married? Okay. The shmur was that he said, he gave him a call. His kid's not going to get married. His kid's not going to get married. So Mamela, the shmur went around. There was something with this family and that family with marriage. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said, at then it was just a fight. The next generation, they said, there's a problem, there's a begam why this family is not allowed to marry into this family. By the next generation, it was a chirim. Seven generations later, they didn't even know what the fight was anymore. Now there was a halachic chirim, they can't marry each other. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld got up, he said, Ich bin mater. You're in a fight over a seat in the shul, I'm being mater the chirim. But that's mamish the way it is. If you don't fix the chet at the time, it just grows in all kind of disproportionate levels. And that's what you have to be makabel. How this fits into Shabbeach and Yisra Meisim, that Emet Hashem will do next, tomorrow, believe it or not.